Hi guys, the date is Tuesday, the 12th of March 2024, and this is poem number 49, and this poem is called Number 5. So let's talk about it. When I'm talking about Number 5, I'm talking about the channel 5. So you've got the BBC, ITV, Channel 4, and Channel 5. So, when Channel 5 started, it started in 1997, and like all channels, they hope to be as successful or more successful than the other channels that started before them. So, if we talk about TV in the UK, the BBC started in 1922. Then it was ITV started in 1955. And then we had Channel 4 starting in 1982. And then, for some reason, Channel 5 was created in 97. And when it first started, obviously, things wasn't as good as the other channels, and they started with news programs and films and documentaries. But because Channel 5 started so much later than the other four, it was always going to play catch up. And Channel 5 never seemed to get to the heights of the other four. Channel 5 always used to have the leftovers of the other four channels. It's like Channel 4 used to have the leftovers of the ITV and the BBC, and when the ITV started, it obviously had the leftovers of the BBC. But I don't think ITV, Channel 4 or Channel 5 are going to reach the heights of the BBC. I mean, the BBC has got something like over 30-year head start of the other channels, and ITV and Channel 4 and Channel 5, they always seem to be playing catch up. Although ITV lately is getting closer due to its catch up kind of service, where if you miss a program on the normal ITV one, there's a catch up where you can watch it and you subscribe. I think they keep it for a number of months or a year, something like that. So basically, where you can see any program for a number of months or up to a year. But yeah, Channel 5, it just, it seems very, I don't know, it just seems very remote to me. The BBC, ITV and Channel 4, they seem to be closer together. And then you've got Channel 5, who seems to be like very away from all the others. I'm trying to explain how close the BBC and Channel ITV and Channel 4 are. They are kind of in the city all together, and then you got Channel 5, who is outside of the city, in the countryside. It's as if they're always lagging behind, and you know, they're never going to be able to get as be as popular as the other three channels. So I just can't see how Channel 5 is going to be as good as the other channels. But they've made great progress in trying to be as popular as the other four channels. But I think with Channel 5, they're always going to be playing catch up. So yeah, this is called number 5 and it goes something like this. Channel 5 is the new station. The other four may feel frustration. At its launch, there'll be big hype, like a fruit that's juicy, ready and ripe. Well, if I'm being honest, when Channel 4, when Channel 5 started, I don't think the other four channels were that worried, if I'm being honest. And Channel 5 thought that it would be a bigger hit than it actually was. I mean, I watch Channel 5, but obviously I don't watch it as much as I go to the BBC, because the BBC have got a bigger budget. They have got a bigger head start, you know, 30 odd years over the others. So the BBC is always going to be the go-to channel, and then it's going to become, and then it's going to be ITV and Channel 4, and then I can't see how Channel 5 is ever going to be is ever going to catch up now. And plus you've got the arrival of the Sky TV channels, and plus you've got Amazon Prime with their massive multi-billion pound budgets. So for my money, I do watch Channel 5, but rarely, very rarely. So guys, that's it. The Channel 5 TV station. Yep, so guys, until next time, stay safe and God bless.